We're back with another Silica Gel Slap Hour, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, between 55 and 05 every hour. Station IDs, FCC requirement. Thank you all. Another Wednesday night, another Thursday morning. How are we doing? How we been doing? I got a show. I won't use any adjectives to describe it. I'll just say I have a show. I'm trying some new stuff out. We're trying this. You know, we're gonna break the silence a bit with some James Ferraro. The show is named after a James Ferraro song, after all. I think it's fitting that I have. This is Clear, by the way. Clear, 2009, classic ambient record. 2008, Clear came out. Never mind. It's not important. I'm not playing Clear on the actual show. This is, you know, bed music, getting it, you know? Making it nice and ambient. What do we have first? I didn't really make a set list before coming in. We're just gonna go. Actually, I did kind of make a set list. Let's see what we have. Oh, here. Okay, here's a good one. It's October. Halloween spooky. I'm not gonna do the spooky Halloween show until next one, but I'm just gonna play a little goth band now because it's Halloween. So, you know, I'm gonna play some Susie and the Banshees. I'm gonna play some classic Susie. Scream. Her best album, I think. Guitar playing on this record. It's something insane, you know, that you don't. John, was this John McKay or was this John Magooch? This is John McKay on this one. And it's absolutely insane what you're going to hear right now on Jigsaw Feeling from their 1978, I believe, classic, The Scream. One of my favorite tracks. It's my favorite guitar on any track ever. We're going to hear it right now in the studio. Jigsaw Feeling, The Scream, 1978, Susie and the Banshees. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Wow. What a tune. That's some guitar playing right there, you know. Don't hear that every now and then, whatever, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, great. Great band, great album, great song. We have next. I'm switching it up next. We got some Dr. Doom next. And not MF Doom. I'm talking about Dr. Doom. The Cool Keith side project. One of the many names, Cool Keith. He's got Dr. Doom. He's got Dr. Octagon, all doctors. And there's Cool Keith. I don't know the other ones. But yeah, this is from his classic, First Come, First Served. It's the track No Chorus. One of the greatest diss tracks ever made, I think. Not aimed at any particular person, I think. It's kind of just, you know, very, very quotable, very iconic. What a great song. Very fun song. Google.com images the album cover to First Come, First Served right now before you listen to this, before I play it. Do that quickly, because you need that visualizer, I think. One thing that radio, I think, lacks, I love radio, you know, but one thing it lacks is, you know, you don't have, album covers really do a lot. Album covers can do a lot to enhance one's enjoyment of a record, and I think this is really one of the examples, one of the first examples that comes to mind for me, you know, First Come, First Served, Cool Keith, classic. We're going to hear it right now. No Chorus. Just going to go into it. Yeah, awesome. Let's go.
Finish this motherfucking album. Dr. Doom. Name of this track is called I Don't Want the Motherfucking Chorus. Whatever the arrangements are, we gonna go through. Fuck all the laws. What the fuck was in your mind when you rapped on that track? Who possessed you to do that? Who programmed that shit sound whack? Unplug your mic, you motherfuckers rap under a bunch of fucking hype. Programmed by the company making something G. Vocals sound like a nigga with no doing a promo. Making asses out of yourselves trying to rap solo. Suck my dick when you see me. Avoid me cause you wanna beat me. Y'all niggas write like slouches, puffing blunts on studio couches. What's up, you fucking amateur? Your engineer cueing your bullshit cadence. That shit sounds simple. Look at this nigga rhyming to it so whack as fuck. Smell like shit with one buck. Big crews don't want it, y'all get it worse. Which one of y'all motherfuckers is waiting for the mic first? I hope your bitch is in the audience, your wife too, that's your fan base. Plus your DJ's in the place, I'm about to boo you, let it be fair. When you come off stage, 90% of the people that came on your guest list ain't gonna be there. A big disappointment when I rub your asshole with a verbal ointment. Rappers acting hard, nervous in the dressing room with a security guard. Groupies standing around with they fucking face frown, looking like fucking Homie the Clown. Put that spring water down, man, you ain't sweating. Your motherfuckers did a 10-minute week showing you jetting. Your fans are mad, your performance was garbage bag. Look at these videotapes walking back and forth, grabbing your nuts like the Planet of the Apes. Supervisor, criticizer, y'all don't realize that we're the real guys. Who's administrating your budget when you're taking that hot picture for ride on with your ballroom light on? You know the night is kinda special like Lauren, bro, when I escort you to your car. You break out bastards, leave the premises and reminisce on your rookie season at the first starter. You try to work harder, you never paid no dues like Cold Crush and Africa Bambaataa. You whack nigga trying to act large in the video in Nevada. You fucking pink maggot, I'll take your mic, you can't have it. Your niggas be running around with ears open like fucking bunny rabbits. That's right, Dr. Doom. All you motherfuckers around the world sitting in studios with your boys, hyping your shit up. Motherfuckers don't wanna tell you that your shit is whack because they all yes men. Sitting around carrying your roadie cases, being your fucking cheerleaders. I'ma tell you straight, look in the fucking mirror, you whack. That shit don't sound right, the mix down ain't right. Your vocals are too low, your fucking cadence is off. Stage show's weak, fuck you.
I'm gonna be a disappointment when I rub your asshole with the verbal ointment. Walking around grabbing your nuts like Planet of the Apes, classic. Who else could do that but Cool Keith, you know? Who else could come up with that? A lot of great artists I'd like who come up with the most outlandish bars, and you know, he's one of my favorites, I think. I love Cool Keith. What we got next? We got some Aesop next, some Arrogant Sons of Bitches. Definitely my favorite Jeff Rosenstock project, I think. I'm not going to go into it too much, because I've played them before. I've talked about them before and how much I love them. So we're going to hear Rocket, Rocket, Rocket Ship by Arrogant Sons of Bitches off their 2006 classic. Three Cheers for Disappointment. Great record. Great song. I'm going to hear it right now. Studio. Let's get right into it. We'll
me the web, best friend. I'd rather be dead or dying. See, someone cut me out, check.
No, no, no.
Get the wrong. You were wrong. I'll buy the farm tonight. I'd like to spend time where no one can see me. And I'll pitch you seven rocks into your broken trees. Tonight you can change your whole destiny. Come on, nobody's with me. Just send me off with a check.
No, no, no.
Just roll it up with
no.
Yeah. Ska and emo. Who'd have thought? Who'd have done it? Other than Jeff. Nassau County, Long Island legend. I'm not from Long Island, but you know, gotta give the shout out. Next, classic record I've had on repeat all week. It's like the only thing I've been listening to this week. It's not even new or anything, you know, it's just a classic. And I've been realizing how much of a classic it is, even more so than I did. Because it's just so good. Constant repeat. Perfect. Never gets old. Literally cannot get old. And of course, I'm talking about 1975. Classic. Parliament. Mothership Connection. Absolutely obsessed with it. I can't stop listening to it. So I'm going to play it. I might play two songs from it, because it's my show and I can play what I want. So right now, I'm going to play Unfunky UFO from Parliament. Mothership Connection. 1975. Enjoy it. I don't know how you can enjoy it, because it's Parliament, but you know. I'm gonna play it. Let's go.
Give up the funk, you punk.
some funky five friends of mine. When they were on the road and getting it on and grooving, thought I was lying.
Oh, like a flick of lightning, it came till my brain was pain.
Without saying a word, his voice I heard.
Give up the funk, you punk. I'm from the sun.
Forgot to do the fade out there, you know, I'm getting sloppy in my bed already, you know. Well, I mean, it's called the slop hour for a reason, you know, we get sloppy on here. What's the point of the title? Gotta love Parliament and gotta love Funkadelic, and I'm playing a Funkadelic song next. You know, when people talk about Jersey greats, you know, the greatest artists from Jersey, what do people go to? People go to, people go to Bruce Springsteen, Boring. Yeah, no, not Boring, but you know. And My Chemical Romance, great, love MCR, but like, you know. People forget that Parliament and Funkadelic are from Jersey. People forget that George Clinton, Eddie Hazel, all the original dudes from Plainfield, New Jersey, formed the band in Plainfield, New Jersey. North Jersey, not even just Jersey, North Jersey legends. And yeah, so they're a Jersey band, and I'm gonna claim them forever because they're like one of the greatest bands ever, and they're from Jersey, technically. I know like they moved to Detroit like immediately, because you want to get out of Jersey. Anywhere's better. But, you know. Legends. Jersey legends. And what Funkadelic song am I going to play? It's going to be a Maggot Brain song, I think. Hit It and Quit It. This is a great song. I love the noises on this one. You know, when I think of what makes a song good, I think of the noises in it and how they're layered, you know. That's really all music is to me. Yeah. Without further ado, we're going to play Hit It and Quit It. Maggot Brain, Funkadelic, 1971, classic masterpiece, one of the best albums ever made. That's indisputable. I don't think anyone would argue that. Anyways, I'm rambling too much. You guys want to get some music? I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to play it. Hit It and Quit It. Yeah, let's go. Right now. Come on. What a song. What a song, you know? All I can really say to that is what a song. I can say more about it, but I'm not gonna right now. I'm just gonna say what a song. Should I let Clear play for a bit? Hold on, I'm gonna turn this up. It's going on for a bit. I love this album so much. Not for too long, though, because you need to be in a certain state of mind to enjoy the early lo-fi ambient works, Mr. Ferraro, which I am. Cannot say I'm in right now. What do we have next, though? Oh, we got a classic. Chico Buarque. Construção is seriously, I think, one of the greatest albums ever made. I've been listening to it more and more lately. And I don't speak Portuguese. I don't really know what they're saying. I have to look up the lyrics. But, you know, from what I hear, it sounds hard. It sounds like he's speaking his truth. And the feeling, I think, matters more than the content. Not all the time. That's not a maxim. I don't mean that as a maxim. I just mean that, you know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. But it's a great song. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a great album. So this is... I wouldn't call this a filler. There are no filler songs in this album. This is one of a short little... Not one of, like, the big songs that... I say everybody knows. I don't really know that many people that like Chico Buarque, but I will say that I really like him, and this is one of my favorite tracks. Not one of my favorite tracks, even. It's a great song. I'm losing myself here. I'm sorry, but, you know, Desalento, Chico Buarque. I'm just going to play it. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to hear it on air. Let's go. Gonna get something. Well, what a song, I gotta say that, you know. But yeah, gonna get something a little more contemporary in here, and by a little more contemporary I mean very contemporary in that it came out today, or really yesterday rather, considering the time. It's, of course, I'm talking about the new Tai Boy single, you know, True Love What, you know, it's great. I love Ty Boy. Is he my favorite Drain Gang member? I don't know. Probably not. But great tunes. Great guy. I don't know, I say great guy. He seems cool, you know, that's all I'll say. Yeah. True Love. Got a nice little love song from Ty Boy. Goddamn. It's so good. I love it. And it's probably garbage. It's probably garbage if you're not used to this. If you're not, like, degenerate enough where, like, you can name every Drain Gang member and, like, you can rank every Blade album, you're probably not going to enjoy this. And I'll just say that. But I enjoy it because, you know, it's conditioned into me from just listening to this type of stuff so much. And so I'm going to play it on the air. So it's my show and it's a song I like, so I'm going to play it. And that's the wonder of having 91.5 WMFO in Medford, freeform radio show, you know. What else can I say other than you're going to hear it? Let's go.
Yeah. Hey. Tie with digital, true love unconditional. This life is a miracle. Cause we the one, we the one, we the one. Tie with digital, true love unconditional. This life is a miracle. My fate is to be yours.
To be yours.
I rob Christian Dior.
Christian Dior.
Pull up in that blue Porsche.
In that blue Porsche.
She wants to hit all the stores.
Hit all the stores.
Sunshine, light up the storm.
Light up the storm.
7 years, baby, that's way too long.
That's way too long.
I'm a king, shit, just like Wukong.
Just like Wukong.
Your heart is where I belong.
I
would be digital, true love. Life is a miracle. Cause we're the one, we're the one, we're the one. Type of digital, true love unconditional. This life is a miracle. All is possible. Cause we're the one, we're the one, we're the one, we're the one, 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 one. Cause we're the one.
Don't fuck up my fun.
I'm on fire.
Take me higher.
I know what you want is off inside. You can tell me everything I'm done around. Change it like a dragon, fly on down the fly.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Thank you. Thank you to the American Society Against Ladders. ASL. A-S-A-L. ASL. Is that what they were called? I wasn't paying attention. I was on my phone. What's happening next? Tyboy, what a, you know, he's in his pop. He's been in a pop era for a while, and you gotta kind of love it. Oh, wait. I can do the music. Alright, there we go. Ambience. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'd say, you know. What do we have next? Queuing up. Getting into Leonard Cohen again, you know. One of the greats. Better than Bob Dylan, absolutely. I'll just say that right now. Turns out a little debate there. I see people having it. Leonard Cohen better than Bob Dylan. Leonard Cohen solos Bob Dylan. Towns Van Zandt solos both of them. I'm just establishing that now. But regardless, we're going to hear a Leonard Cohen song right now from his debut. His debut's his best album, I think. That's not, like, debatable, I think, you know. I mean, it is debatable, but I think it's his best, so I'm right. And it's going to be Stories of the Street. This one's a classic. Every song in this album's a classic. So it's a classic album. But, you know, regardless, I'm rambling here. I'm just going to get playing to the music. And we're going to hear the music on air right now. Let's go. Come on.
The stories of the street are mine. The Spanish voices laugh. The Cadillacs go creeping now through the night in the poison gas. And I lean from my windowsill in this old hotel I chose. Yes, one hand on my suicide, one hand on the road. I know you've heard it's over now, and war must surely come. The cities, they are broke in half, and the middlemen are gone. But let me ask you one more time, oh children of the dust, all these hunters who are shrieking now, or do they speak for us? And where do all these highways go now that we are free? Why are the armies marching still that were coming home to me? Oh, lady, with your legs so fine, oh, stranger at your wheel, you are locked into your suffering and your pleasures are the seal. The age of lust giving birth, both the parents ask the nurse to tell them fairy tales on both sides of the glass. And now the infant with his cord is hauled in like a kite, and one eye filled with blueprints, one eye. Mm-hmm. little one, we will find that farm and grow us grass and apples there and keep all the animals warm. And if by chance I wake at night and I ask you who I am, oh, take me to the slaughterhouse, I will wait there with the lamb. With one hand on a hexagram, I balance on a wishing well that all men call the world. We are so small between the stars, so large against the sky, and lost among the subway crowds, I try to catch your eye.
He's spitting, you know? What a legend. An urge struck me to do a Jimmy Stewart impression for whatever reason. Coming back from that, you know, break. But I'm not going to, because I have self-control. I have restraint, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to embarrass myself like that on air. What I'm going to do, well, that's not a good segue. I just remembered, while listening to that song, who I'm seeing this weekend. I'm a bit excited about it. I wouldn't say very excited, but I'm a bit excited, you know. The Algernon Cadwallader reunion coming to Boston. Crazy. You know, it's one of those things, like, band I really loved when I was 16 because they sounded like Cap'n Jazz. You know, didn't think about, like, listen to their, like, two albums, like, on repeat for, like, a solid few months when I was 16. Stopped listening to them. And then over the summer, they announced that they were doing like a reunion tour for the first time in like 5 years. And I was like, oh my God, I used to love that band. So I just impulsively bought tickets because they were like $20. I don't care. It's like $20. It's like, yeah. And I'm seeing them. I just remembered that. That's crazy. So I'm going to play one to get into the mood, you know. I looked at the set list too, and they're basically playing their whole discography, which, you know, it's a good thing if you're an Algernon Cadwallader head like me, you know. Look, some good nostalgia. That's what we're about. We're about nostalgia. We love nostalgia. And we love Algernon Cadwallader. We love Midwest emo. So we're gonna play. What song? Motivational song by Algernon Cadwallader from Some Kind of Cadwallader. Their best record. One of their best songs right here. Let's hear it.
Let's
Gotta get quicker on the draw here, you know? I'm just starting this little gimmick. You know, this is gonna be a gimmick, by the way, so if you're a regular listener, I'm gonna do this with, like, a different Ferraro track every week, you know? We're gonna see it out, see how long it takes for it to get old and tired. What we have next? You know what I love? You know what I love? You know what I absolutely love? I love the Beach Boys, you know? I love Brian Wilson. I think they're the best. I think they're awesome. Some of the, you know, really, just, I can't really describe... I'm gonna limit my praise to the Beach Boys, because if I start talking about them, I'm gonna, like, go into all the lore, and it's gonna be ridiculous, and you don't want to be sitting here for all that. So what I'm gonna do right now, I'm just gonna go straight into the song. I'm just gonna say that it's Till I Die, but it's the alternate longer version of Till I Die. See, the original Till I Die is only, like, 2.5 minutes long, second to last track on Surf's Up. This is like the extended version that they just released on the Fuel Flows comp. And they don't have it on Spinatron. Oh, that's a shame. I'm just gonna log the old version. I don't care. But yeah, great song. I think it's amazing. We're gonna hear it. Let's go. Further ado, let's go. Thank you. What do we think of that one? I've never listened to that one. I've only listened to the original version. I'm tripping over myself. That's the extended one, you know. I haven't heard that one yet. And I thought, you know, it's pretty good. Final song, wrapping up. Thank you all for listening, as always. It's been a pleasure, as always. This has been the Silica Gel Slop Hour, 901.5 WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, thanks for listening. Join in next week. Got some great stuff for you. It's going to be spooky next week. You know, it's the closest show to Halloween, so I have to, you know, do the Halloween theme. Get in the Halloween spirit, you know. Closing it off, Charlie McGeara, one of my favorites. One of my favorite albums, one of my favorite artists. Rest in peace, legend. This is Nothing from his 2003 record, I think. Charlie McGeara and the Hefka Girl by Charlie McGeara and the Hefka Girl. Great song. I'm just going to play it. And yeah, thank you all for listening. Goodbye. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful week.